Good morning, Valley View. It's time for the morning announcements. Would Sophia DeMello, Becca Edgington, and Ben Barry please come to Student Services?
Woo! Calling all thespians, calling all thespians. If you have been in a Valley View show or plan to be this year, you're invited to the annual Halloween party, which will be held on November
2nd.
The cost is $5. Please bring your money to Madam Shen's room, 120. There will be pumpkin carving, a mummy wrap, sword fighting, and more. Dress up and wear a costume to win prizes. Hope to see you there. Details of the party will be given when you RSVP for $5. This is a junior thespian sponsored event.
Tomorrow, Friday the
26th,
is an open drama board meeting in Madam Shen's room, which is room 120. If you would like to attend and you are in grades 7 through 9, then RSVP with either Madam Shen or any of the junior thespian board members, Dylan Ricard, Beryl Bills, Isabel Thompson, or Abigail Swope. If you don't RSVP, then you cannot attend, so make sure to RSVP.
If you're interested in joining a wrestling team, there will be an informational meeting tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. in room 304 at EHS. If you can't attend but would like additional information, please contact Coach Burhans.
Valley View Middle School presents Veterans Day Assemblies. Valley View Middle School will honor veterans of military service with student assembly programs on Friday, November 9th that are also open to the public. Two 30-minute programs will be held in the South Gym. The first assembly will be held at 9 a.m. and the second one will be held at 9:50 a.m. The Valley View 9th grade singers and 8th grade band will be performing at both assemblies. This is the 11th consecutive year that Valley View Middle School has organized a Veterans Day Assembly for students and community members, honoring all who serve. Any veterans and their families are cordially invited to attend and be recognized. Please encourage family members who are veterans to attend our program. If you would like to honor a veteran, living or deceased, by including a picture on our PowerPoint that will scroll throughout the program, please email a photo to Mr. Jensen and be sure to include the following information with the photo: name of the veteran, branch of military service, rank, relationship to Valley View student, and name of Valley View student. The deadline for submitting a picture is Wednesday, November 7th.
Attention all clean, green, and healthy student leaders. You should report to the atrium on Friday, October 26th during advisory. Any student interested in finding out more about the program should report to the atrium as well.
Today, there will be a meeting after school in room 144 for all 8th and 9th grade boys interested in the boys' swimming and diving team. We need those of you without experience as well as those with experience.
The Dare to Be Real student group will be meeting at 7:30 Friday morning in Mrs. Waters' room. Join us for the annual dance clinic by the Edina Dance Team. It's on Saturday, November 3rd from 9 to 12 in the Edina High School main gym, and anyone ages 14 and under are welcome. The cost is $35 and includes a t-shirt, dance instruction from team members, and an opportunity to perform at a high school basketball halftime in December. For more information, please contact EdinaDanceTeam100@gmail.com.
Attention all advisory classes. A contest will be held that highlights a review of math vocabulary, number sense, and involves treats for the whole class. There is a cauldron filled with treats that will be held in Ms. Zipp's office. Your teacher has a picture of the cauldron, or visit Ms. Zipp's office to view. 12 clues will be given to help your class figure out the number via the announcements, and your teacher has a presentation that they can share as well. The first class to correctly identify the number will be awarded the cauldron of treats. Only one guess will be accepted from each advisory, so I suggest that you hear them all before guessing, as they will get more specific. Are you ready for the first three clues? The first clue is that the number is a composite number. The second clue is that the number is an integer. And the third clue is that the number is a multiple of 5.
And on this day in Minnesota history, October 25th, 1892, James H. Burrell becomes the first African-American member of the St. Paul Police Force.
Thank you and have a great day.